I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. President Obama is set to host an important visitor at the White House tomorrow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with Mr. Obama at a delicate moment in U.S.-Israeli ties. But first, Israel must tend to troubled relations with another of its friends. Turkey was once Israel's closest Muslim ally. Now the Turks are demanding that Israel apologize for its raid in May on aid ships bound for Gaza. Otherwise, the Turks warn they'll cut all diplomatic ties with Israel. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Istanbul. Jonathan, what has Israel's response been to Turkey's demand for this apology?
Well, it's been the same as it has all along. The Israeli view is that its forces were attacked when they boarded the aid convoy, and therefore they were acting in self-defense. Therefore, they have nothing to apologize for. I think from the Turkish point of view, the Turkish foreign minister was simply restating Turkey's red lines in advance of Mr. Netanyahu's visit to Washington. I think that the Turkish government want to remind Mr. Obama, when he's in talks with Mr. Netanyahu, that there are minimum requirements, and the one they won't bend on is an apology.
So while there is this tough talk going on, Jonathan, and Turkey has already recalled its ambassador from Jerusalem, and Israel has warned its citizens not to travel to Turkey, in other ways it sounds like business has continued as usual, hasn't it?
Yes, I mean, to some degree it has. I mean, it's a strange relationship in that over the more than 50 years since Turkey was one of the first countries to recognize the state of Israel, the relations have actually often wobbled. But behind that, there have always been very good business ties. There's a large Jewish community here. The militaries of the two countries, the Israeli and Turkish armed forces, have always felt comfortable dealing with each other. That business is too deeply rooted simply to tear up. Even though the Turkish government has announced now that it wants to review all military ties and there won't be any joint military exercises in the near future, the fact is it's continuing with contracts to buy significant amounts of Israeli military equipment that was already in the pipeline. Trade continues. There are lots of joint ventures. A lot of Israeli companies have stuff made here or operate here because it's a better label to have on your goods in places that are sensitive to the Israeli made label. Tourism is down a lot, but Turkey has said, even after this crisis, it wants Israeli tourists back, and they may well start to return once the heat comes out of this crisis.
In previous reports, we've heard about anti-American sentiment in Turkey. How is Mr. Obama viewed there?
I think he's viewed with a great deal more affection than previous American presidents, certainly than Mr. Bush. But I think a lot of the luster has come off after that historic visit last year when he made Istanbul and Turkey one of his first stops, overseas stops, and talked about a model partnership as Turkey is a model Muslim country. I think the problem is there's been so little progress in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, something that Mr. Obama said was a priority. But I think he still has the potential to play a big role. I think certainly people would feel more affection for him than they do for U.S. policy in general, where opinion polls show there is consistently very negative feeling in the Turkish public about the role the U.S. plays in the Middle East.
Now, after the Israeli raid on the flotilla in May, the White House was as critical of Israel and the blockade on Gaza as we've heard it in recent years. What do you think Turks will be expecting of Mr. Obama as he meets tomorrow with Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Realistically, I think there's an understanding now that there is a limit to what the Americans can say publicly in their criticism of Israel. And I think Turkey understood this after the incident on the aid convoy. Turkey was looking for strident condemnation of Israel, but they did not get full American support. For Mr. Obama, this is a very difficult problem that he faces in the entire Middle East. He needs to be seen to be very tough with Mr. Netanyahu, but he has to be realistic about what Mr. Netanyahu, with a fractious coalition, including a lot of right-wing parties, can really deliver, and that is not going to be very much.
And if Mr. Obama, in his encounters with Prime Minister Netanyahu, can sway the Turks in some way, does that translate as swaying the entire Middle East?
Well, it is very important because of the respect that the Turkish government now enjoys in the Middle East. There's been an incredible turnaround in its image. It was once seen as a former colonial power, as a country with no interest at all in core Arab issues. Now the Prime Minister, Mr. Erdogan, is seen as the hero of the Arab street, the man willing to stand up to Israel. So he's got incredible popularity. If he is still willing to maintain relations with Israel, he carries an awful lot of moral power in the region. But it's an immensely complicated dispute. Turkey's role is, or potential role, I think is still limited. We've seen it limited in the past. It tried to mediate between Israel and Syria, didn't get very far. In other areas, it is playing a more constructive role than it did in the past, but it's not going to be a deciding factor.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Istanbul. Thanks so much for your time, Jonathan.
Thank you, Marco.